In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians, as St. Paul says, "I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling, and my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power." The demonstration of the Spirit and power. That there is power in the proclamation of the cross. There is power in the proclamation of Jesus Christ. Paul saw that power. And he used that power so that the faith of the Corinthians might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God, on the power of the cross. Today I have with me Father Eric Caden. He's been ordained 2.5 months. I want him to share with you some of the things that he has seen, that God has opened doors in the ministry that he's given him. So we want to welcome Father Eric.
Thank you, Father Tom. My name is Father Eric Caden. I was ordained in June, and I've spent the last 2.5 months at St. Michael's in North Andover. And it's been an incredible 2.5 months of both seeing the Lord work in the lives of the people up at St. Michael's, and also extraordinarily humbling to see in my own life how the Lord uses me, uses my vocation, this gift he's given me to consecrate me as his priest, to bring his son, to bring Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, into the lives of these people. Just yesterday, I had this wonderful encounter. One of my classmates from elementary school had emailed me the week before saying he had read in the paper that I had been ordained a priest and was so excited and happy and wanted to know when I was celebrating Mass next. And so I said, well, I have Mass at Tuesday and Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I mean, you're more than welcome to come to that. And I thought maybe he worked in the area, and so he said, okay. And so sure enough, yesterday, he showed up, and I later found out he drove all the way from the South Shore. It took him 1 hour and 45 minutes to drive up to this Mass. And his reason for coming up was to say how excited he was and that how encouraged he was that I'd become a priest, and to say how proud of me he was. Now, I haven't seen him in 15 years, I want to say. But I started to think about it and realize it wasn't so much me, but his love for our Lord and for who the priest is. And so we went for coffee and breakfast, and we had a wonderful conversation. And, you know, his goal for coming up was just to say hello, but we had this extraordinary conversation, which was really like a prayer. And he started asking me some questions, and he said, well, what is it that you do as a priest? One of the things he said, are you kind of like a Catholic counselor? And I thought about it, and I said, well, no. One, I'm not a counselor. But I said, well, what is it that I do as a priest? What is it that Father Tom does as a priest? What is it that those extraordinary priests in your life do? And I started to realize what it is in the last 2.5 months is my role. The gift that God has given me as a priest is to, now it sounds kind of distant, but is to sanctify people. And what does that mean? It means my job, what I do, what God, how God uses me and uses his priests, is to make each one of you holy. And what does that mean? To make each one of you God's friends. To prepare you. To bring our Lord, especially through his sacraments, especially through the Eucharist, especially through confession, especially through anointing, especially through baptism, all these ways to make us and to allow us, to make us God's friends, to allow us to encounter, to meet really, personally, and intimately our Lord. And as I'm saying this to him, he's looking at me like, oh, wow, that's not what I was expecting. And the more we were thinking about it, you know, the more I started to realize up at St. Michael's, we had, when I arrived, we had added a number of times for people to come to confession. And as I was talking with him, I was explaining, you know, one of the graces that this has been, and that I've realized, because we have lots of weddings up there, so I'll meet with couples. And as Father Tom is always talking about, we have to. This isn't just a game we play. This isn't just going through the motions. But we give our lives to our Savior and to our Lord. And so what does that look like? You know, how does that actually make a difference in our life? And the easiest example that I think about is through this extraordinary gift and sacrament of confession. Because what happens? You know, all of us, you know, have good days and bad days, do the best we can, and in a lot of different ways offend God and other people. We fall short. And what do? In this incredible gift, sacrament of confession, we approach God through the priest, and we name our sins. We name those things that we have done. Not someone else, not the world, but that I have done. And what happens? At that moment, we encounter the love and mercy and forgiveness of God for us. You know, we can hear all the time, oh, God loves you, Jesus loves you, which is true and is nice. But in the sacrament of confession, we experience Jesus' perfect love and mercy for us. We encounter that intimacy. We come and we make ourselves vulnerable. We open our heart. We say, God, this is who I am. This is what I have done. If we think about it, it's this incredible moment of trust. And what happens every single time we hear our Savior, our Father, speak to us? Now, it sounds like the priest, but we hear our Savior speak to us and say, I love you. And I forgive you. And so what happens? We're changed. You know, when we wonder in our life, like, you know, how do we learn to forgive others? How do we grow in mercy and forgiveness? As Father Tom always says, you can't read this in a book. You have to encounter it. And just as an example, the confessional is an encounter with the perfection of forgiveness and mercy. And that changes us. When we read in the scriptures how the Lord says, you know, to the one who is forgiven greatly, loves greatly. Because in that moment, when we place ourselves so vulnerably before our Lord, what happens? He says, I love you, and I forgive you. And that not only changes it, but we bring that into our life. We now become a person who is forgiven, who has met and knows how real and true and personally loving and merciful our Lord is. And so then, that's going to change your life. Then in every relationship, you know what that is. You know what it means to be forgiven. And it empowers you. And because when we've encountered the Lord, when we realize how real he is, then we start to realize that every moment He is active in our life. That at every moment, He desires to give us His grace and His help. He's not just like our cheerleader, but He's within us. When we let the power and mercy and Spirit of God into us, we see that it changes our life. And as a priest, I've had the opportunity and the blessing to be a part of that, which is so humbling. To think me, who I know all of my own weaknesses, my own failings, but to see how the Lord works, because that's how desperately He loves His people, that He loves all of you, and wants the best for you. He wants to show you how much He shows us how much He loves us. Look at any cross, any crucifix, and see our Lord showing us how much He loves us. That's why, as Father said at the beginning, when I came to you, brothers, proclaiming the mystery of God, not with sublimity of words or wisdom, but Jesus crucified. Because God wants to encounter and meet us. And He does it in through all sorts of ways. He does it when we come together, when we pray, when we come to worship Him. He fills us with His presence. But especially through these sacraments, especially through confession, which leads us to the altar, which leads us to the Eucharist, which really is what leads us directly to the cross, where we see and encounter the perfect love of God for us. And so as a priest, that's what I mean by my job is to sanctify, to make us holy, to take us as we are, all of us, myself, everyone, to make us so that we can love God and be loved by Him. Because at every moment, at every single moment, God, the Father, is desperately moving and drawing us to Him, to His Son, to fill us with His Spirit. He's drawing us to His mercy, to His forgiveness, because it really changes your life. This isn't just something we do on the side. This isn't just, oh, doesn't that sound nice? No, this changes our life. When God makes us and draws us to Himself and makes us lovers of Himself, that changes everything. And you know what that means? Everything you do takes on a new meaning. You know, when we encounter, when we meet God, when we let God into our life, which is what Father Tom is always talking about, it changes everything. And sometimes we can be afraid. Like, oh, God's going to lead me somewhere radical that I don't want to go. That could happen. But wherever God leads us will be where it will be perfect for us. We'll be exactly where we need to be and what we need to do. For a lot of us, when we let God in, you know what that means? Everything in our life, every moment, everything we do during the day is transformed. Because at every moment, when we let God in, everything we do becomes not only an act of love for, you know, in our families, to our spouses, to our children, but becomes a way of giving glory and showing our love of God. And what does that mean? Like those parents, those mothers, and those fathers who wake up in the middle of the night, you know, two or three times to feed their children, to the baby's crying and you wake up and it's difficult and it's hard. But we say, well, that's part of life, and it is. But at that moment, why do you get up? Because you love your children. And the Father loves you. And at that moment, that becomes your way of becoming holy. That's your road to sanctity. That's your road to becoming the saint that God calls you to be. To be the best husband, to be the best wife, to be the best parent. And God wants that for you and is in your life. And when you let Him in, He gives you that strength to wake up, to get up, to feed that child, to change their diaper, to wake up early for your first or your second job or your third job so that you can provide for your family. God is invested in you, in your life, and you have to let him in so that you can experience exactly what Father said, that power that comes from him, that transforms you, so that you can see the world not through our own small eyes and love the world not through our own small heart, but see the world as God sees it. And let our heart be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we could love not only with our own heart, but with God's heart. And it comes by that surrender, by that encountering of our Lord, by that seeking out of those people who are holy, those people who know the Lord. You spend time with them and you see what a life transformed is, and God wants that for you. And all we have to do is come to him exactly as we are. Sometimes we think, oh, I need to do so much ahead of time. No, God says, come to me just as you are. We are his sons and daughters, his beloved sons and daughters. You know, when you were a child, or maybe you have children, when they come to you, you know, when they're 4 or 5 and they're completely dependent and desperate for your help, and they say, oh, Mommy, Daddy, I need your help. You don't look and say, oh, what a pain. You say, no, thank you. I rejoice that you come to me. I rejoice that you're dependent on me, because that's what I'm here for, because I love you. Well, guess what? That's us with the Father, with God. We are completely dependent and desperate for God and his mercy and his help and his grace and his Spirit to fill us. And that's what all he wants to do, is to fill us, that we would just surrender, that we would realize that we are his sons and daughters, that we cannot do this on our own. But when we let God into our life, when we let his Spirit fill our lives, then we live this new life transformed by grace, this new life full of love and hope and mercy and forgiveness. And the Father rejoices in us.
I can see some people saying, but Father Eric, you don't know what I've done. I've had 3 abortions, and I'm not worthy even to go by a church, never mind to go into a church. I can hear the shame of people. I can feel the shame of people that I'm not worthy. You know, I don't deserve this. And I want to tell you, the word deserve comes out of our vocabulary when we become Christian. It's not what we deserve, because I deserve hell. It's what we receive as a gift, what we receive as grace. You know, and this God, this Lord, will never reject you, no matter how many times you've done it honest. You know, the Lord wants to take it out of you, wants to take that shame, that misery out of you. But you have to expose it. If you don't expose it, what happens, it's like a rock. That's under the rock, you have all these bugs. But if you move the rock, what happens? The bugs scatter and the light comes in, and there's no more light. There's no more all these creepy, crawly things. I'm just telling you, to expose the sin, to admit it, but to know that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit welcomes you, the church welcomes you. And maybe you've had a bad experience with confession. Well, you know what? Then you go to another person. You know, anyone who sins listens to confession. I'm a sinner listening to other sinners. It's all about receiving the gift of God, the grace of God, and to let go of this torment, this hatred of self. Talk to the people that feel this shame, Father Eric.
Yeah, it's true. So I've been a priest for 2.5 months, and it is the most sacred and reverent moment when these people come and they bring, you know, the weight of their sins. And it's such a reverent moment to be the instrument of God's grace and His mercy on them. You know, one of the things that Father had read at the beginning from the Corinthians, that St. Paul said, you know, and my message and proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power. And that's what the Lord does in His forgiveness, is He demonstrates for us His love and His power to forgive all of our sins. All of our sins. You know, as Father was saying, when these people come, when anyone comes, it is so humbling. It is so humbling. It is so humbling. Because every time, what comes from it? God saying, I forgive you and I love you. You know, and sometimes, see, before I encountered that, I always thought, well, it's important, you know, I can just say, God, forgive me, please, and I can think to myself and say, okay, well, God forgives me. But so why do I need to go to a priest? Why do I need to say this out loud? Because we're human. And we come to know and to love through our senses. We come to know and to love through our experience of a reality, of people. And when we go to confession, we speak out loud our sins. And you know what happens? We take ownership. We say, yes, this is what I've done. And the more specific we become, we present ourselves to God. And then, why it's so extraordinary is we get to actually hear God speak to us. Now, it sounds like the priest, but it's the voice of God speaking to you. And, you know, that's what we need as humans, because that's how we come to learn. That's how we encounter. A lot of times people are like, oh, I have a hard time trusting in God or believing in God because, you know, I have this idea that God's sort of in my mind or in my head. Well, especially through the sacraments, He actually shows Himself to us. Where in the sacrament of confession, we can hear with our ears, with our senses, God speak to you, I forgive you. And God's forgiveness is not like ours. It's not like ours. When God forgives, it is gone. Because God's forgiveness changes us. His forgiveness is perfect. You see, when we forgive, sometimes we're like, okay, I forgive you, but I kind of still remember. That's not how God works. God forgives. And it's gone. And how do we know this? Because we see Him on the cross as all of us put Him there. And the people around Him put Him there. Everyone, all of us in our sins brought Jesus to the cross and nailed Him to the wood of that cross. And He looked out upon us and said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That's how we know. He will always forgive us, no matter what. We need never be ashamed. We need never be ashamed. Because Jesus, even on the cross, said, Father, forgive them. And Jesus said, I didn't come for the ones who are healthy. I came for the ones who are sick. So all of you who are weighed down by whatever sins, some small sins, some big sins, some frequent sins, some infrequent sins. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You and me and all of us, we are the ones who Jesus came for. That's what I mean by sometimes we think, oh, to be holy and to be perfect, that's just for the priests or the nuns or the monks. No, it's for all. God desires to be in a real, intimate, and when I say real, I mean real relationship. With every single one of us. And how does that begin? It begins right now. It begins at this moment. And how do we start? We start just as we are. We just say hello to God. You say, look at God, here I am. This is me. This is me. You know, and we begin, we go to confession. Or you know what, if we can't even get to that point, when, if you drive by a church, just stop for a moment. And if you can, if it's open, walk in, see the tabernacle. If you can't even pray because you're so ashamed, you're so full of, I can't do this, I don't know what to do, just even bow. Let your body pray for you. And say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I just need you. I need you to do everything. All I can do is even just show up. Even I can only show up for a minute a day. Just try that and say, Lord, this is me. This is all I can do right now. And he will fill you, and he will encounter you, and the Lord will send people.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, I come. I want to thank you for listening. We're on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel. I want to say that we opened our mail yesterday, and there was only $1,600. We need like $10,000. So please, if this is broadcast as a blessing, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We will not go in debt. You know, if I do not receive money in order to pay for these broadcasts, I just go off station. So please, just do the best that you can. I know it's a hard time. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Remember, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.